This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Mark J. Matlock, Appellant, decided April 29th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri. No, ED-112290. Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Washington County versus, cause number 2020 away, CR00075101, Mark J. Matlock, Honorable Wendy L. Wexler-Horn, Appellant. Filed April 29, 2025. Opinion Mark J. Matlock, Matlock, appeals from the trial court's judgment following jury convictions on voluntary manslaughter, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon for shooting victim. Matlock raises 2 points on appeal. Point one argues the trial court abused its discretion in admitting double hearsay testimony from victim's aunt about victim's grandmother purportedly threatening victim, which Matlock argues impaired his justification defense that he shot victim to protect grandmother. 1.2 asserts the trial court abused its discretion in excluding testimony purporting to demonstrate victim's violent and turbulent nature, which Matlock contends prejudiced his ability to prove victim was the initial aggressor during the deadly encounter. We deny point one because Matlock fails to show how the admission of the double hearsay testimony resulted in outcome determinative prejudice. We warn names are redacted pursuant to paragraph 509 and 520, RSMO, cum air sup 2023. 2. Deny point two because Matlock did not preserve the issue for appeal. Accordingly, we affirm the trial court's judgment. Background. The following evidence is presented in the light most favorable to the verdict. 2. The state charged Matlock with first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon arising out of an incident on December 29, 2021, in which Matlock shot and killed victim following an argument between victim, grandmother, and Matlock. Victim had moved in with his grandmother and his grandmother's longtime domestic partner, Matlock, after the birth of victim's daughter in 2019. Grandmother helped take care of daughter despite frequent friction between victim, Matlock, and herself. On December 29, 2021, victim and grandmother got into an argument when he slept in late and refused to help out around the house as requested. Grandmother asked victim to leave, then retreated to her bedroom and closed the door. Matlock approached victim and also asked him to leave. Instead of doing as requested, victim grabbed a machinist hammer and began to beat on grandmother's bedroom door. Matlock pulled out a gun and shot victim 4 times. One of Matlock's first shots left victim paralyzed from the middle of his chest downward. While victim was on the ground, Matlock shot him in the right side of his head and killed him. Grandmother and Matlock did not call the police. Upon hearing the news of victim's death, other members of victim's family arrived at the scene. Victim's brother chased Matlock away from the home, and once the police arrived, Matlock turned himself in. 2 State versus Scott, 676 SW3D 336 339, MOAP ED 2023, internal citation omitted. 3. Following Matlock's arrest and charges, the case proceeded to trial, where Matlock asserted the justification of defense of another. 3. Matlock testified in his own defense that he shot victim to protect grandmother because he feared victim was threatening grandmother's life. Grandmother also testified in Matlock's defense. At trial, Matlock unsuccessfully attempted to elicit testimony from grandmother about an incident of alleged violence by victim against victim's girlfriend during Thanksgiving of 2021. Initially, defense counsel asked grandmother whether that Thanksgiving was a pleasant time, and the state objected on relevance grounds. Defense counsel informed the trial court that the sought-after testimony would go to victim's violent nature, and the trial court allowed defense counsel to proceed. Defense counsel: so when you arrived at the home in Union, who all was there? Grandmother, girlfriend and his girlfriend's son and his daughter. Defense counsel: okay, and you mentioned that wasn't a good time, and why is that? Grandmother: victim and girlfriend were fighting. Defense counsel: okay, how did you know they were fighting? Grandmother: they were fussing and arguing, and there was bruises on both of them. The state renewed its relevance objection, arguing that grandmother did not know where the bruises came from, and that the testimony pertaining to fussing and arguing did not show victim's violent nature. The trial court allowed defense counsel to ask more specific questions. Defense counsel asked grandmother, And you had mentioned that there had been some fighting between victim and girlfriend. Is that correct? The state again objected on the grounds that the question lacked relevance and was also argumentative. Defense Counsel 3. Matlock did not present a claim, yo,